You know, our goal as we come here each Sunday is not just to hear something about God or to meet with each other and encourage each other, but we want to come here to turn our faces towards God and think about Him.
我们每个礼拜天来教会不只是说来听听道来唱唱歌然后跟大家彼此之间有一些交谈的机会而是我们主要的目的是希望可以更认识神
It's called a worship service
所以我们说这是一个崇拜
And you know, worshiping as you read the Bible, worshiping as you sing songs, worshiping as you hear the sermon, worshiping as you pray
就是透过我们读经唱诗透过我们讲道透过我们的祷告来敬拜我们的神
And you might think, oh, I guess God enjoys it if people praise Him.
你可能会想说啊，上帝很喜欢我们来啊，赞美他。
And He does.
是没有错。
But, it's really good for us to take time to worship God.
可是我们如果能够真的花一点时间来敬拜他是非常好的。
God designed us for that.
因为上帝造我们就是要来敬拜他。
And when we spend time, thinking on Him and praising Him, it really is a benefit and a blessing to us.
当我们花时间去默想他，去敬拜他，对我们是有很大的益处。
Just think about of the most beautiful things in the world that you see.
想，你可以去想象一下你所见过最美的是什么。
And if you could walk around and never pay attention and never enjoy those beautiful things, it would be a problem for you.
如果你活在这世上完全不能欣赏你周遭的美景，那真的是有问题。
Your soul is made richer as you sit and enjoy something beautiful and as you enjoy it with other people.
因为当你能够去欣赏那美的事物，跟周遭的人一起去欣赏美的事物，你的生命会更丰盛。
And our souls are made richer just enjoying who God is and thinking about Him and as the psalmist says, gazing upon His beauty.
当我们去默想神，我们去仰望神的荣美，去思想我们的神，我们的灵魂就会变得更丰盛。
So we're going to just periodically change the worship service around.
所以我们偶尔会改变一下我们崇拜的这个次序。
And all the goals of these things is to bring our hearts more towards worshiping of God. And if we get too used to one order or something, we might, start taking it for granted and not really gazing upon the beauty of the Lord.
的目的是让我们能够更能够来敬拜我们的神，因为有时候当那个整个顺序太固定的时候，我们就会忘了我们要去仰望他。
So we're going to start with a time of prayer. And then we'll go straight to the sermon.
所以我们一开始先祷告，然后就直接来讲道。
Let's pray.
一起来祷告。
I'm going to start, and then I would like if any of you want to pray and just use a time to praise God and gaze upon His beauty and share it with each other. If you'll take turns praying out loud.
我们可以轮流出声来祷告，来赞美我们的神。
And if you want to pray in Chinese or Taiwanese, you're welcome to. Or if you want to pray in English, you're welcome to.
可以用英文，可以用中文，也可以用台语来祷告。
Oh Lord, our God, we just thank you for the fact that you exist.
主啊，谢谢你存在这世界上。
This world wouldn't have any meaning without you.
这世上如果没有你，就失去了意义。
This world would be just random. And lost without you.
如果没有你，世人都是沉沦的。
And Lord, we thank you that you, even though we can't see you, you must be so, so beautiful because even in this fallen world, in this cursed world, things are still so beautiful.
主啊，虽然我们看不见你，可是我们可以想象你是何等的荣美，因为在这样一个沉沦败坏的世界。你仍然可以彰显出你的荣美。
And I can't imagine how much your beauty will be reflected in the new creation that's to come when Jesus returns.
主，我们真是不能想象，当耶稣再来的时候呢，全新的创造的时候，我们将要见到的你是何等的荣美。
Lord, we just ask that your Holy Spirit would move us and worship and enjoyment of you, our Lord, our God.
主啊，求你的圣灵就充满我们，让我们在敬拜你的时候能够真正的来经历你。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
For the Lord is good, His love endures forever, and His faithfulness throughout all generations.
我们神是美善的，他的恩典，他的慈爱存到永远。
And Lord, that's why we come and praise you, because you have saved us and brought us together to have a relationship with you.
主啊，因此我们要来赞美你，因为你拯救我们，让我们与你和好。
Fill us with our spirit, with your spirit, and give us a willing heart to walk before you.
主啊，求你给我们一颗愿意的心，让我们愿意来与你同行。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Well, it looks like none of the kids are here yet. Should we send you up with the girls and then? Okay. Well, we'll start the sermon, but as the kids are coming, Judy will just siphon them off to go upstairs.
我们先开始讲到，等一下小朋友们都来的时候，Judy 会再带大家去上儿童主日学。
Now, if you didn't get the email yesterday, we're doing a different order today. We have the sermon first, and then a testimony and baptism, and then some singing and some more testimonies.
不知道，昨天有没有接到 email？ 就是我们今天崇拜的顺序不太一样，我们会先讲道，再来敬拜。
And it's just our Lord's our desire that God really help us to worship Him today.
今天真的是很渴望啊，神帮助我们来敬拜他。
So if you'll get your Bibles open, we're going to read beginning Matthew chapter 26 verse 69 through chapter 27 verse 10.
请大家拿出你的圣经，我们今天要看马太福音26章69节到27章10节。
Matthew 26, 69 to 27 verse 10. And I'll ask volunteers to read in Chinese and English.
请两位志愿帮我们念这段经文，英文跟中文。
Now this is a really special passage.
这段经文很特别哦。
You get to see the intimate personal life of two people.
会看见这两个人，他们一些内心的一些情景况。
And as you think of your own life in any sense that you would never want people to find out about,Their lives were put on display for us.
我们常常会希望别人不知道我们心里在想什么，可是这两个人他们心里在想什么被赤裸裸的在这边揭发出来。
And it's a real blessing to be able to see that God's teaching us something.
从他们身上所发生的事情，神在教导我们很多事情。
Okay, so who's going to read in English and who inAaron in English, and who in Chinese?
谁帮我们念中文？
Matthew 26, 69 through the end.
27.
Okay. Now Peter was sitting outside in the courtyard, and a servant girl came to him and said, "You too were with Jesus the Galilean." But he denied it before them all, saying, "I do not know what you're talking about." When he had gone out to the gateway, another servant girl saw him and said to those who were there, "This man was with Jesus of Nazareth." And again he denied it with an oath, "I don't know the man." A little later the bystanders came up and said to Peter, "Surely you too are one of them, for even the way you talk gives you away." Then he began to curse and swear, "I don't know the man." And immediately a rooster crowed, and Peter remembered the word which Jesus had said, "Before a rooster crows, you will deny me three times." And he went out and wept bitterly. Now when the morning came, all the chief priests and the elders of the people conferred together against Jesus to put him to death. And they bound him and led him away and delivered him to Pilate the governor. Then when Judas, who had betrayed him, saw that he had been condemned, he felt remorse and returned the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and elders, saying, I have sinned by betraying innocent blood. But they said, What is that to us? See to that yourself. And he threw the pieces of silver into the temple sanctuary and departed. And he went away and hanged himself. The chief priests took the pieces of silver and said, It is not lawful to put them into the temple treasury, since it is the price of blood. And they conferred together, and with the money bought the potter's field as a burial place for strangers. For this reason that field has been called the field of blood to this day. Then that which was spoken through Jeremiah the prophet was fulfilled. And they took the 30 pieces of silver, the price of the one whose price had been set by the sons of Israel, and they gave him for the potter's field, as the Lord directed me. Through 27, okay.
Okay, volunteer to read in Chinese. You had a chance to look through it now, so... Ah, thank you.
彼得在外面院子里坐着，有一个使女前来说：“你素来也是同那加利利人耶稣一伙的。”彼得在众人面前却不承认，说：“我不知道你说的是什么。”既出去到了门口，又有一个使女看见他，就对那里的人说：“这个人也是同。” 也是同拿撒勒人，耶稣一伙的。彼得又不承认，并且起誓说：“我不认得那个人。”过了不多的时候，旁边站着的人前来对彼得说：“你真是他们一伙党的，你的口音我把你露出来了。”彼得就发咒起誓地说：“我不认得那个人。”立时鸡就叫了。彼得想起耶稣所说的话。 鸡叫一些，你要三次不认我，他就出去痛哭。到了早晨，众祭司长和民间的长老大家商议要治死耶稣，就把他捆绑解去交给巡抚比拉多。这时候，耶稣卖耶稣的犹大看见耶稣已经定了罪，就后悔，把那30块钱拿回来。 给祭司长和长老说：“我卖了无辜之人的血是有罪的。”他们说：“那与我们有何相干？你自己承担吧。”犹大就把那银钱丢去店里，出去吊死了。祭司长拾起银钱来说：“这是血价，不可放在库里。”他们商议，就用那银钱买了摇户的一块田。 为要埋葬外乡人，所以那块田直到今日还叫做雪田。这就应了先知耶利米的话说，他们用那30块钱就是被固定之人的价钱，是以色列人所固定的，买了摇户的一块钱。这是照着主所吩咐我的。Thank
you very much.
谢谢。
Now think of your most closest and trusted friend.
大家想想你最信任的一个好朋友。Usually
people would want to do something nice for their close friend.
通常你都会想对你的好朋友很好。What if
you had done something to hurt them and to be mean to them and to destroy them?
可是如果你伤害你的最好的朋友，彻底毁灭了他，怎么办？
How could it come to pass that you would do that to your closest, most trusted, loving friend?
遇到什么样的情况才会让你这样背叛你的好朋友？
And yet we have two people that did that, that we read today.
今天这段经文却有两个人这样做。
We just read about two lives.
刚刚读到两个人的情形。
And their lives were ravaged by their own sin and by Satan.
他们的生命被这个罪还被撒旦给毁了。
And you see the tail end of it.
是你可以看到
the end of what's been happening.
然后你会看到他整个经过最后的情形。
They never anticipated their lives would come to this place.
他们这两个人他们从来没有想到说最后会有这样的结局。
And maybe if you go back and read earlier in Matthew, you might be able to pick out a few things to see the direction it was heading.
不过你如果读马太福音在前面一点的经文大概可以稍微看出会有这样的情形。
But if you were to ask them, hey, are you going to do something really bad to Jesus? They wouldn't have said, they would not have expected it.
可是如果你是之前就先问他们说你会不会做什么事来伤害耶稣，他们绝对没有想到自己会去伤害耶稣。
They would have thought, me get into trouble? No, I won't get into trouble.
我一定会想说我怎么可能来伤害耶稣。
This person, Satan, out there trying to go after me and cause me to get into trouble, I don't, how could that be?
撒旦会让我来做错事吗？不可能嘛。
You and I, and Peter and Judas did not think of themselves that way.
彼得跟犹大从来没有想过自己会伤害耶稣。
They didn't think, I'm on the edge of doing something evil, and just a little bit, and I'll stray that way.
他们从来不觉得说自己是那种人哦。
Now,We don't think that way either about ourselves usually.
我们也通常不会认为自己是那一种人。
What do you see when you look at yourself in the mirror?
你照镜子的时候你会看见什么?
Now recently I've been looking at myself in the mirror more often than usual.
我最近比较常照镜子哦。
It's easy to do because in our building the elevators have mirrors, so every time I come in and go out I can see myself in the mirror.
这是因为我们住的那栋大楼电梯里面有镜子哦，所以每次进出电梯都会看一下镜子。
And I've just been catching myself looking at myself more often.
所以我发现最近自己比较常照镜子。
And it's of course because I have a different face than I've had in the past.
那是因为我最近样子比较不一样。
I have a beard.
我最近开始留胡子。
Now, some of you probably look at my beard and you don't like the look of it.
也许有些人不喜欢我留胡子的样子。
And, I've heard other people that they really like the look of my beard.
不过有些人很喜欢我留胡子的样子。
And I don't know, I'm not sure who I agree with.
我不晓得谁的看法才正确啊。
But when I look in the mirror, I'll think, oh, my beard's not too bad.
可是我当我照镜子的时候，我觉得我这个胡子还不错啊。
See, at least this shows the color of my hair I might have had I not moved to Taiwan.
至少从胡子可以看出我如果没有搬来台湾的话我头发会是什么颜色。
The hair on my beard is a lot stronger, richer color. On my head, I've started getting a lot of white hairs.
我的胡子颜色比较深哦，可是我的头发有很多白头发。
But I can look at my beard and say, hey, I'm still young.
可是我看我的胡子就可以说，我还很年轻吗？
Well, what do you see when you look at yourself in the mirror?
你自己照镜子的时候你看见了什么?
Most of us don't really see ourselves as who we really are.
大多数人没有办法看见自己的真面目。
Now, some people when they look at the mirror are extremely critical of themselves.
有些人照镜子的时候对自己真的是品头论足哦，很多的批评。
So with that kind of person, their self-centeredness and their vanity turns to criticism.
那这种人就是比较自我中心，然后比较虚荣吧，所以就是很会批评自己。
They're kind of saying, I ought to look better. Why don't I look better?
因为心里会想说，看起来不应该这么丑啊，应该是更好看一点才对啊。
See, because they're actually really vain and self-centered.
所以其实这样的人是蛮自我中心的。
And they'll look at a little mole on their face and they'll say,Wart.
他们可能看到脸上小小一个痣，他们就觉得哇，好像长了一个肉瘤。
And they can't look at any else part of their face because they're still looking at that one little spot, and they can't overlook it.
每次照镜子的时候，就只看见那一颗痣，其他地方都看不见了。
So of course their solution is to get some kind of plastic surgery.
所以这种情形的话，你只好想办法把它消掉。
But I would say most people.Are not that way. Most people are very complimentary of themselves.
不，其实我觉得大多数人对自己没有这么苛刻哦。
They look at a tiny mole and they think, ah, that's a beauty mark.
也许看到一颗小小痣说，这个像美人痣嘛。
Did not Madonna have one of those?
那个，马丹娜好像有一颗嘛。
And they'll look, you know, gray hair, Oh no, it's distinguished.
那看到自己有白头发说啊这看起来像是比较德高望重的人的样子嘛。
Even some of the James Bonds have had gray hair.
连这个007那个演员呢都有些都有白头发。
We tend to look at ourselves and think good about ourselves in the mirror.
通常我们照镜子的时候比较容易看到自己好的一面。
We look at the outside.
看的是外表。
Now in the Old Testament, God sent Samuel, a prophet, to choose a king, and God was warning Samuel, don't look at the outside.
那在旧约里面，这个上帝差遣先知撒母耳去选王的时候，他提醒这个撒母耳说，你不要只看外表。
He said to Samuel, the Lord does not look at things man looks at. Man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart.
上帝对这个撒母耳说耶和华不像人看人人是看外貌耶和华是看内心。
Now that's a really interesting question. If you had a mirror that could reflect what your heart looks like, what would you see?
如果你有一面镜子可以照出你内心的景况你会看到什么
And the thing about human beings, when we look at our face, we're good at self-deception. But even more when we lookand think about our hearts and what they're like, we're extremely good at self-deception.
我们照镜子的时候我们可能对自己的外表会有一点自欺欺人觉得还不错嘛。可是我们看我们的内心的时候其实是更是自欺欺人觉得自己是个好人。
You have a hard time seeing the reality of the state of your heart.
你没有办法真正看清你内心真正的情况。
You know that, Superman movie and Superman's dad says, human beings have a remarkable capacity for good. They only need someone to show them the light.
你知道那个超人的电影里面那个超人的爸爸对他说人哦有是很能够去算是人性本善吧你有能力去行善只要有人给你指点。
But actually, it should be human beings have a remarkable capacity of thinking themselves as good, and they really need someone to show them the light.
其实事实应该是说人常常是觉得自己可以行善哦但是这个关键还是在于要有人为你指点迷津哦。
Because when the light shines on them, it would be a lot different than they're expecting.
因为当你整个内心的景况被暴露出来的时候你会发现内心跟你自己的想象是不一样。
The two people we read about today in Matthew 26, Peter and Judas, they had an incorrect view of themselves.
今天这段经文里面我们可以看到彼得跟犹大对他们自己的了解并不正确。
If you just came in, it's Matthew 26:69 to Matthew 27:10.
我们今天要看的是马太福音26章69节到27章10节。
And they really had...incorrect view of themselves, and finally, in the text we read today, they got a chance to see themselves as they really are.
彼得跟犹大根本不了解自己内心的情况，可是今天在这段经文里面，他们有一个机会让他们发现自己内心的真正的样子。
And they have to face the reality of their sin.
他们必须要面对自己内心的罪。
For 3 years, Judas had been the treasurer for the disciples of Jesus.
这个犹大他三年来哦，一直是为这个门徒来管钱的。
He probably helped out a lot and you know helped collect money and give it to the poor and things like that.
他可能帮忙做很多事哦，帮忙收钱，然后周济穷人。
We don't see much about what Judas thought of himself.
但是我们比较没有看，比较没有谈到说犹大他内心的在想什么。
But we just see at some point Judas thought.It is necessary for myself that I go and betray Jesus.
可是后来我们发现后来犹大他心里面一定是这样想说我应该要来出卖耶稣。
We don't know exactly why.
不知道为什么他这样想。
We don't know what kind of scheme Judas had in his mind, whether to force Jesus to do something or what.
不晓得犹大心里面的动机是什么为什么要这样做
God didn't reveal to us much about Jesus' thinking. God just revealed his actions.
圣经上并没有谈到犹大内心的景况只有谈到他的行为
We get to see a lot more a view of Peter and how he thought about himself.
不过对于彼得的内心的情况倒有比较多的描述
Now, you can't hold a mirror up to your heart and look at it.
我们不可能拿镜子照我们内心的景况。
But there are ways you can see the truth about yourself.
可是还是有一些方法可以让我们看见自己内心的
情况。The question, if you can see the truth about yourself, can you bear, can you stand to look at yourself?
不过我要问大家一个问题，如果你真的有一面镜子可以照出你内心的景况，你敢不敢看？你能不能去接受那个事实？
So I wanted to take a little moment to answer these two questions. How can I look at my heart and how can I stand, how can I bear to look at my heart?
所以我要回，接下来要谈两个问题。第一个是我要怎么样才能看见我内心的景况？第二个是我看见了之后要怎么样来面对？
Now there are several ways to be able to look at your heart.
有几个方法可以帮助我们。
Hebrews 4:12 said, For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart.
希伯来书四章十二节告诉我们，上帝的道是活的，是有功效的，比一切两刃的剑更快，甚至魂与灵、骨节与骨髓都能刺入、剖开，连心中的思念和主意都能辨明。
That means the more you actually sit down and read this, the more you're able to hold up a mirror to your heart.
也就是说，你越多读圣经，你就越能够有一面镜子来照你内心的景况。
And in the worship service, in the Corinthian church, it says, talks about the secrets of men's hearts are laid bare when someone's preaching or prophesying.
在哥林多教会那个时候，他们也提到说，当有人在讲道的时候，当我们在敬拜的时候，可以把人心里面的秘密显露出来。
So there's the reading of the word, and then there's the preaching of the word that is like a mirror, and it shows you your heart.
所以神的道就像镜子可以照出我们内心的景况。
And as God's word is read and preached, the Holy Spirit often will do a specific work in specific people.
当神的道被传讲出来、被读出来的时候，圣灵就会在人心里面动工。
He might give you a strong conviction of your own sin, your personal sin.
也许圣灵会光照你，让你看见自己的罪。
The pastor might not even know about what's going on in your life.
牧师不见得晓得你真正的境况是什么。
But as he's preaching, he'll start thinking you're talking directly to him. As he's preaching, you'll start thinking he's talking directly to you.
可是当你听牧师讲道的时候，你会有种错觉，觉得好像牧师是在讲你。
It's almost like you've,Even though he's not looking at you, you feel like his eyes are staring and singling you out.
即使牧师没有在看你，你都觉得好像他在看你。
But he doesn't know a thing of what's going on.
可是牧师其实不晓得你心里面在想什么。
That's the Holy Spirit doing that.
这都是完全是圣灵在做工。
God deals with you personally as you read his word, as you pray, as you come to a worship service.
当你在读经、在祷告了，当你在敬拜的时候，上帝就会在你的心里面动工。
And I pray that God does that, and you have experience of that. We need that.
我希望上帝可以在你的心里面动工，因为这是我们很需要的。
Now, this is one reason it's so important to come to church.
所以我们来教会是很重要的。
You'll hear the truth, not just about God and the world, but about yourself.
不但会听到神的真理，听到这个世界的景况，你也会听到自己是怎么样的一个人。
Now this is the best way to get a look at your heart.
这是能够来审查你内心最好的一个方法。
Because you have an opportunity of repentance before you've even done anything.
因为就是在你还没有做错之前，你就有机会先来悔改。
You can deal with your heart before it gets you into trouble.
你可以先来省察你的内心，免得犯下更大的错。
This is not what happened to Peter. This way is not what happened to Peter and Judas.
可惜彼得跟犹大，没有及时的发现。
There's another way sometimes that God lets us get a look at our hearts.
还有一个方法，上帝也用来让我们看清自己的内心。
He allows us to be tempted.
容许我们受到试探。
He allows you to come under stress.
容许我们遇到压力。
And he gives you a free hand.
然后让你有自由的意志。
He gives you the freedom in the situation to do whatever you want to do.
他给你自由，让你可以做你想做的。
And the way you respond to that temptation reveals, puts a mirror on your heart.
从你回应那个试探的态度可以看出你内心的境况。
Out of the heart, the mouth speaks.
因为人心里充满的口里就说出来。
That's the kind of mirror that Peter and Judas got reflecting their hearts.
彼得跟犹大就是遇到这样的试探像一面镜子照出他们内心的境况。
And they got a good, clear look at their hearts.
他们清清楚楚看见自己的内心。
Now, this was really important because they totally had a different view of what they were like.
不过他们对自己的认识真的是完全不一样。
In Matthew 26:33, just before Peter had said, "Even if all fall away on account of you, I'll never fall away."
在马太前书26章之前哦，彼得还夸口说说主啊耶稣啊即使每个人都离开你我也不离开你。
See his good view of himself.
你看他对自己的认识。
And Jesus said, no, this very night, before the rooster crows, you're going to deny me three times.
可是耶稣说没有今天鸡叫三次以前你就要鸡叫之前你就会三次不认我。
And even after Jesus said that, Peter still said, no.
可是连耶稣这样讲之后彼得都还是说不可能我不可能这样。
Even if I have to die with you, I would never disown you.
他说就算我必须要死我也不可能不认你啊。
And notice, it mentions all the other disciples proclaim the same thing.
那我们发现圣经上说每个门徒都这样信誓旦旦地说绝对不会离开耶稣。
You and I are just like that. That's our view of our hearts.
我们也跟他们一样，我们内心里面都是这样的，都以为自己不会出事。
You cherish a fondness for yourself.
其实你是很宝贝自己的。
You have a grand view of yourself.
对自己的看就是有很好的看法。
There's an expression, you look at yourself through rose-colored glasses.
你都是把自己看得很好哦。
But that's not the reality.
可是事实不是这样。
It wasn't the reality with Peter and Judas. It's not the reality with you and me.
彼得、犹大不是这样，我们也不是这样。
To quote a pastor in New York who said, the first part of the gospel is to know you are much worse than you ever dared imagine.
纽约有一个牧师哦，他说在福音的前半，福音书前半部，我们读的时候会发现，我们的坏哦，是坏到自己无法想象的。
Your sin is much worse. Your attitudes of your heart, your thinking, it's all much worse than you think it is.
你的罪，你内心的境况，那种恶劣的程度是远超过你自己所能想象。
You think you're like this elegant dancer.With the grace of an empress.
你以为自己啊，非常的优雅，做什么事情都是很好的，举止合宜哦。
But really, you're, as they say, you're a klutz.
可是，其实事实上，你只是一个笨手笨脚的人。
You're prone to misstep.
根本不小心你就会跌倒。
You're prone to knock things over.
不小心就要撞倒东西。
You're prone to trip.
不小心就要摔跤。
And as you walk down the street, it's not graceful.
走在路上的时候，你常常是跌跌撞撞的。
It's not beautiful to behold.
根本不是什么很优雅的那个样子。
The one goal of all the geishas and memoirs of the geishas, they wanted to be able to walk down with grace and elegance, beautiful to behold.
在那个艺妓的回忆录里面，我们电影里面可以看到这个日本艺妓哦，他们最大的目标就是能够走路走得非常的优雅。
You think you like that, you're not.
你自以为自己是一个好像很优雅的人，其实你只是一个笨手笨脚的人。
You yourself are in sin.
因为你是在罪中的人。
And you have a corrupt heart.
你的内心是败坏的。
But it's even worse than that.
可是最糟的是呢？
You have an adversary that's not trying to help you along, get more graceful, but to help you trip more. And his goal is your destruction.
你有因为最糟的是还有一个仇敌哦，他不但不帮助你，他还要想办法来让你跌倒。
With Peter and Judas and with you, it wasn't just their sinful natures at work.
那像彼得跟犹大，不但是他们内心的罪在作祟啊。
There was an outside force out to tempt them, out to destroy them.
还有一个外在的仇敌要毁灭他们。
The Bible says Satan prowls around like a roaring lion, waiting to devour you.
圣经告诉我们，撒旦就像一只吼叫的狮子，到处游走，要吞吃那可吞吃的人。
Now in the Gospels, in Matthew and Mark, you see a link in the narrative.
那我们在在福音书中可以看到这一连串的叙述。
If you remember, there was this one woman that came and poured expensive perfume on Jesus' head.
记不记得之前有一位妇人拿了一瓶香膏倒在耶稣的头上。
And some disciples rebuked that woman.
有些门徒就责备这个妇人这样做。
You know, why waste that? You should have sold it and we could give all that money to the poor.
责备他说你干嘛浪费这么昂贵的香膏呢？应该至少拿去卖掉，拿这个钱来周济穷人呢。
And then Jesus rebukes the disciples and says, no, this was good what she did.
可是耶稣也责备这些门徒说这个妇人所做的是好的。
And there's just this link in action. Right after that, Judas goes out and plans on how he's going to betray.
结果之后不久，犹大就出卖了耶稣。
Now it's not, maybe not immediately after that, but there's an intentional link between the two.
在这两件事是有一个连接虽然不见得是立刻发生。
John tells us more.
约翰福音又讲更多。
John even tells that Judas was the one leading the objection against this woman.
那约翰福音甚至提到说是犹大带头来责备这个妇人。
John 12:4-6 says, But one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, who was later to betray him, objected. Why wasn't this perfume sold and the money given to the poor? It was worth a year's wages.
那这个约翰福音就有提到说，这个要卖耶稣的犹大，加略人犹大就说，为什么不把这香膏卖30两银子来周济穷人呢？
And then John goes on to say, he did not say this because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief. As a keeper of the money bag, he used to help himself to whatever was put into it.
那约翰福音说犹大这样说并不是因为他关心穷人而是因为他是个贼，他常常带着个钱囊，又常常自己去拿钱囊里面的钱。
And then after this event, both John and Luke mention, here's your adversary again, Satan entered Judas.
过了这件事之后呢，约翰福音跟路加福音都提到说，这是撒旦就进了犹大的心。
As if that was the last straw and Judas turns a different track.
好像这是一个转捩点，从此之后，这个犹大就走了不同的方向。
And Judas completely listens to Satan and gives himself over to Satan.
从此之后，犹大就完全来臣服在撒旦的脚下。
Because what Jesus said, he didn't quite like to hear it.
因为他根本不喜欢听耶稣讲的那个话。
And this is Satan's lie. It's always been like this from the beginning, from Adam and Eve.
这是撒旦的谎言从一开始亚当跟夏娃的时候就中了这个撒旦的当上了。
He's like, follow me, don't follow God. I have your best interests in mind. God does not have your best interests in mind.
因为撒旦当初就游说他们说，你们应该来听我的，不要听上帝的，因为我才真正是在关心你们利益上帝根本不关心你们。
He's been saying that in various ways ever since he tempted Adam and Eve in the garden.
从撒旦在伊甸园里面试探亚当跟夏娃之后，从那时候开始，他就不断的在用谎言。
And so Judas took the bait, and he believed that lie.
那犹大就听信这个谎言。
And he started working against Jesus.
开始抵挡耶稣。
I have your best interests in mind, is what Satan says.
撒旦说我真的是很关心你的好利益啊。
But you can see in Judas's life what's really going on and what's Satan's true intent.
可是我们可以看出犹大他内心真正的情况。
What happened to Judas?
犹大
Total destruction.
犹大的结局是什么呢？就是彻底的毁灭。
All Satan's work in trying to trip you up and trying to tempt youIt's not aimed at your benefit. It's aimed to destroy you.
撒旦想尽办法要让你跌倒，他的目的不是要让你得好处，而是要毁灭你。
He pretends he's your friend, but he wants to mar you and destroy you.
他假装是你的朋友，可是他的目的是要毁灭你。
He hates you because you're made in God's image, and Satan hates God.
撒旦恨你哦，因为你是照神的形象造的，因为撒旦是恨神。
And so finally, at the end of Judas's life, we read today that Judas realized he'd been fooled by Satan.
所以今天的经我们看到，犹大到最后发现自己上了撒旦的当。
He thought he was benefiting by getting that money from the Jews, but then he realized that money meant nothing to him. It wasn't worth anything to him.
他本来以为从犹太人手中拿那三十块银钱很好哦，可是后来他发现这三十块钱根本没什么意义。
And he despaired.
他就整个人绝望了。
He didn't turn to a hope. He saw nothing, and he killed himself.
万念俱灰，最后就自杀了。
And doubtless that was Satan's intent with Peter too.
那撒旦对彼得也是想要毁灭他。
Jesus says in Luke 22, Simon Peter, Simon, Simon, Satan has asked to sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for you, Simon, that your faith may not fail. And when you have turned back, strengthen your brothers.
在路加福音22章31节，耶稣说，对彼得说，西门，西门，撒旦想要得着你们，好塞你们像塞麦子一样，但我已经为你祈求，叫你不致失了信心，你回头以后要坚固你的弟兄。
So you've got the own corruption and sin of your heart to deal with, but you've got someone out there also trying to destroy you.
所以我们真的是内忧外患哦，我们里面有自己的罪，可是外面又有仇敌要攻击我们。
And Satan wasn't just busy with one person, he can deal with a lot of people at the same time. He was dealing with Judas, and at the same time, Satan has asked to sift Peter.
那撒旦不只是只对付一个人哦，他还同时不但对付犹大，还同时对付彼得。
Now what made the difference between Peter and Judas?
那犹大跟彼得两个人不同地方在哪里？
One ended up in destruction.
是什么导致最后的毁灭？
One ended up in destruction and one ended up in sadness, but also in hope.
这两个，一个最后是毁灭，一个最后虽然心里面很难过，但是他有盼望。
They had both betrayed Jesus in different ways.
他们两个各用不同方式背叛了耶稣。
And they both,at some point, had been faced with the reality of their sin.
然后到最后发现自己内心的罪。
Why didn't Peter go and kill himself?
可是彼得为什么没有自杀？
Jesus says, But I have prayed for you, Simon, that your faith may not fail.
耶稣对彼得说，我已经为你祈求，叫你不致失了信心。
There is a reality of the terrible ugliness and corruption of your hearts.
我们的内心确实是败坏的。
There is a reality of a horrible, hateful adversary out to destroy you.
我们的外在确实有一个很可恶的敌人要来摧毁我们。
But there is a reality of grace.
可是上帝的恩典也确实存在。
Jesus praying for you and me.
耶稣在为我们祷告。
That your faith may not fail.
叫我们不会失去我们的信心。
See, God is in control.
上帝在掌管一切。
That's the ultimate reality that gives us hope, and then we don't despair like Judas.
这个就是最重要的事实，好叫我们不会像犹大一样万念俱灰。
It seemed like Satan was winning. All these things were happening, but actually, all of this had been foretold and prophesied by God.It must happen this way, we read last week.
表面上看起来好像撒旦占了上风，可是这些全都是在先知的预言所预料当中。
You have an adversary, but you have an advocate if you're in Christ.
如果你在基督里哦，你虽然有一位仇敌撒旦，可是如果你在基督里有一位，就有一位支持你、拥护你的人。
Jesus Christ, it says now,after being raised and going to heaven, is at the right hand of God interceding for us, even now, this very moment.
耶稣基督他受死复活升天之后，他就坐在上帝的右边，不断在为我们祈求。
And then Jesus Christ sent his Holy Spirit as an advocate.
耶稣他也差他的 算是一个像代言人一样，一个中保圣灵来到我们的生命当中帮助我们。
So it's a really strange thing about what God does here.
所以上帝的作为好像看起来好像很奇怪哦。
The first is he lets us look at the reality of our sin.
他首先让我们看见自己内心的罪。
But then he makes us able to look on that with hope.
可是他又让我们带着带着希望。
We don't despair like Judas did.
让我们不像犹大那样万念俱灰。
Let no man say that Christianity is weak.
我们不要让人说基督教是软弱的信仰。
Or that somehow Christians want to deny reality.
不要让人说基督徒都是逃避现实的人。
See, they're the ones that actually face reality.
因为基督徒才是真正去面对现实的人。
And everybody else is going around thinking,I'm not so bad. I'm not so bad.
每个人，其他的人都觉得说，我还好啊，我没什么不好啊。
But the Christian says, I am weak. But then they have something else to lean on. And they're able to face it.
可是基督徒说，我是软弱的，可是基督徒有力量可以依靠。
See, you're worse than you ever dared imagine. And to complete this gospel summary of this pastor, Tim Keller in New York,You're more loved than you ever dared hope.
所以刚刚讲那个纽约那个牧师，他说你有多坏是你自己都无法想象的，可是你有多被爱也是你自己无法想象的。
You are loved and adopted as a child of the King.
你被一个宇宙的君王所爱所接纳。
And your identity is not found in the state of your heart.But in the state of Jesus' heart.
你今天是什么样的境况已经不是由你内心的罪来决定，而是由耶稣的生命来决定。
And you're clothed in his righteousness if you have faith.
如果你信靠他，你已经穿上他那公义的袍子。
And it's perfectly beautiful. No blemish. Nothing to see in the mirror except beauty.
那完美的公义袍是纯洁无瑕的，是极端柔美的。
And this is what you and I will be one day when Jesus comes back.
所以将来有一天耶稣再来的时候，我们就会像这样子。
And so we look at our sin and the disgustingness of the things we think and the things we do, and we repent of it, and we turn not in hope.
所以当我们厌恶的看自己的罪的时候，我们不至于绝望，因为我们可以仰望那位给我们盼望的。
You're worse than you ever dared imagine, but you're more loved than you ever dare hope.
你的坏是自己无法想象的，可是你被爱的程度也是你自己无法想象的。
That's the gospel.
这就是福音。
Let's pray.
我们接下来祷告。
Oh Lord,Holy Spirit, give us a conviction of our sins.
主啊，求你让圣灵来光照我们内心的罪。
We have sinned in so many ways.
主啊，我们在很多的事上都得罪你。
You can't even count them.
怎么样，数都数不清。
If we were to take a beautiful picture and put little dots in specks of our sin, the whole picture would be blacked out. You wouldn't be able to see anything more.
主啊，如果我们在一张图画上去点我们的罪，那张图将要变成整个漆黑一片。
If we looked at our hearts, we'd see black.
我们看我们的内心就是漆黑一片。
Maybe not in the degree it could be, but the entire heart corrupt.
我们整个内心是败坏的。
In our own human nature.
我们的人性是败坏的。
Lord, we thank you for your grace.
主啊，我们感谢你的恩典。
And your protection.
感谢你的保守。
Against the evil one who's out to destroy us.
保护我们不被这个恶者来攻击来毁灭。
And Lord, we thank you that you've given us a new heart and put a new spirit in us.
主啊，谢谢你在我们心里面放新的心，还有新的灵。
I pray everyone here would know that and experience it.
希望我们在座每一个人都能够有这样的经历。
I pray you would.Help everyone here look at the reality of their sin.
求你帮助在座每一个人都能看见自己内心的罪。
up than to look up in hope in the reality of your love.
然后又能够带着盼望来仰望你，仰望你的爱。
And the costliness of your sacrifice to deal with our sin.
能够明白你付上昂贵的生命的代价来拯救我们。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Could I send one person up to bring the kids back down?
我们要请一个人去叫小朋友下来。
To get them back so they can witness the baptism.
这样他们可以一起来参加这个洗礼。
So I just want you to stand up and stretch a minute.
大家可以先起立。
And then just sit back.Back down.
只是动一动就请再回座。
Okay, we're not going to have a extended greeting time today. You'll have to wait till after the service, but I really want to just...Welcome all of you and greet you in the name of the Lord, and I hope you enjoy each other's fellowship.
我们现在暂时没有时间给大家彼此问候，我们会后可以大家再彼此问候。我要奉主的名来欢迎各位今天来。
I want you to turn with me to Hebrews chapter 9 as we start thinking about baptism.
请翻到希伯来书九章，我们开始来思想一下这个洗礼。
Hebrews 9:13 and 14.
希伯来书九章十三十四节。
I just want to take you to this before we have a testimony and a baptism. I just wanted to tell you the significance of what is going on.
在洗礼跟呢分享见证得救见证之前，我先分享这段经文，让大家知道洗礼的意义。
Now, as you remember in the sermon, It's hard to hold up a mirror to your heart.
刚刚我们提到说我们很难用一面镜子来照自己内心的景况。
But when God does a work in somebody's heart, He gives a testimony by also giving us a chance as a church to put an outward sign on that person.
但是当神在我们心里面动工的时候，他就给我们机会来见证我们内心的变化，还有让整个教会来参与。
And it's the sign of God's covenant with His people.
这是上帝给他子民的一个约。
So we put that sign on the believer, and we put it on the children of believers, just the sign of His covenant.
所以我们把上帝的，我们这个洗礼是上帝的约，我们就是可以加在人的身上，让世人看见。
So the outward sign is using water.To represent washing.
从外在的一个表征就是我们用水来施洗。
And we don't get the guy up here and give him a big bath with shampoo and all that.
不过我们不是就是放在浴缸里面洗一洗那样。
That's real washing the outside.
那只是洗外面而已。
We don't take him to one of those barber shops and have him sit in the chair and...Get the suds all up there for an hour.
洗礼也不是说带人去礼法院把头洗一洗。
God just gave us a simple outward sign to represent the washing that's going inside.
这个洗礼是很简单的一个仪式来象征我们心里面的变化。
Now in the Old Testament, in order to approach God in the temple, there were all these things to ritually, ceremonially cleanse you.
在旧约里面，如果你要到圣殿的话，你进入之前要经过一整套的一个洁净的仪式。
And everything was connected with sacrifice.
那整个这些仪式都跟献祭有关。
Sometimes it was blood, and to clean something and take it and make it fit for God's presence, you would have to kill an animal and sprinkle the blood on that thing.
有时候你献的祭是要献血，要杀一只动物献它的血。
Sometimes it was water.
有时候是献上水。
But it wasn't just any water.
可是这水不是普通的水。
It was water that had been mixed with the ashes of the burned heifer of the sacrifice.
这个水是跟燔祭的灰一起搅拌成的水。
And you had to sprinkle that on things to officially say they're ceremonially clean and they're fit to come into God's presence.
然后你要把这样的水洒在人身上，表示他是得洁净，可以来到神的面前。
And all this was an outward picture of the inward reality of the sin that cuts us off from God.
这些都是外在的表征，来象征说我们内心的罪让我们跟神隔绝了。
And without the shedding of blood, there's no remission for sin.
可是我们透过外在的一个仪式啊，这个流血，我们就可以罪就可以得赦免。
So now I've set up this whole two verses.
所以要来看这两节经文。
If you read the book of Hebrews, you'll learn a lot about the Old Testament because it constantly refers back to it.
如果你读希伯来书，就会啊，常读到旧约圣经的事情，因为这边不断引用旧约圣经的事。
Hebrews 9:13-14, the blood of goats and bulls and the ashes of the heifer sprinkled on those who are ceremonially unclean, or unclean, sanctify them so they are outwardly clean. How much more then will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal spirit offered himself unblemished to God, cleanse our consciences from acts that lead to death, so that we may serve the living God?
若山羊和公羊的公牛的血，并母牛犊的灰，洒在不洁的人身上，尚且叫人成圣，身体洁净，何况基督借着永远的灵，将自己无瑕无疵献给神，他的血岂不更能洗净你们的心，除去你们的死刑，使你们侍奉那永生神吗？
Now there are a lot of verses that give a picture of this, of what baptism means.
有很多经文在讲洗礼的意义。
If you want to write a few down, you can go read them.
你可以写下来。
I'm not going to read them today. Titus chapter 3 verses 4-7.
提多书三章三到四节。
The one we just read in Hebrews. In Ezekiel 36:25-27.
还有以西结书36:35-37.
Talking about the new covenant. Hebrews chapter 10 verses 22-23.
希伯来书十章22-23.
Romans 4:11.
罗马书四章十一节。
Colossians
2:11-12.
Colossians 2:11-12.
二章十一到十二节。
Actually, I'll email you all these verses in case you didn't have time to write them down.
我会把这些经节啊传 email 给你们。
But see, the thing about baptism, it's happening to one person, but the entire church needs to participate in it. If you haven't been baptized, it helps you learn what it means. If you have been baptized, you need to think back on your own baptism as you're watching another person.
洗礼虽然是一个人个人的事情，可是是全教会一起来参与的，可以帮助还没有受洗的人来看看受洗是什么，然后也可以帮助已经受洗的人来回想你自己当初受洗的情形。
So use these times when you witness baptism to really think back of this sign that's been put on you too.
所以当你来看这洗礼的时候，也来思想你身上有已经有了上帝的这个约。
And I hope you'll all go and read those verses because there'll probably be another baptism coming up next week.
希望大家可以回去把这些经节读一读，因为我们下礼拜可能也会有另一个洗礼。
Okay, all the kids are back now.
现在小朋友都回来了。
I want to first give, Tony Jiang is going to be baptized today. He met with me and made a profession of faith on Tuesday.
Tony 今天要受洗啊，他礼拜二跟我碰面，他啊宣告他的信仰，他要接受耶稣基督。
But he informs me that everybody needs to start calling him TJ.
可是他告诉我说，请大家从现在开始要叫他 TJ.、
Only his mom calls him Tony.
只有他妈妈可以叫他 Tony.
So if you want to feel like you're his friends, call him TJ.
所以你想做他朋友的话，从现在开始就要改口叫他 TJ.
So I'm going to ask Tony to come up and briefly give a short testimony about what God has done in his heart.
So, 我们现在请 TJ 上来为我们简短分享一下。